Condo Game 3, Coors Field, Denver, Friday, June 7th. Rockies versus San Diego Padres. Final score, Rockies 10, Padres 9. Baseball, a game without a clock, makes room for unimaginable twists and turns of plot. This one started with San Diego starting pitcher Volquez, whose control determines his success, having his worst start of his career, beginning with Fowler's center field triple on the second pitch of the game. Fowler ended up with 3 hits and 3 runs scored in the first 3 innings, and mercifully concluding with 1 out in the third after Gonzalez's second triple in consecutive innings. All in all, Colorado amassed 11 hits, 2 walks, a hit batter, and 9 runs off Volquez. But, as happened many times this year, after a quick start, the offense fizzled, and they were shut out until the 9th inning by the San Diego bullpen. Meanwhile, the Padres got going. A big bomb to left by huge Kyle Blanks in the 2nd inning. RBI double by solid rookie second baseman Jerko, spelled G-Y-O-R-K-O, and 7 hits in the first 3 innings, 18 hits for both sides, and a 9-3 deficit. De La Rosa was no mystery to San Diego. They had 12 hits off him in 5 innings. Scahill, shuttling between the Rockies and the Sky Sox, should have been in the minors this day. He hit Headley. Why? He's slumping. To lead off the 7th, and then was stung by back-to-back jacks by Quentin, his 3rd hit, and Jerko, his 4th hit, deep in the left field stands. And more, all well stroked, until Willian Lopez came in to eventually hold the fort. When the game got tied at 9, things finally calmed down in the 8th and 9th inning. Some good work by veteran Belisle, a relief after watching AAA pitching, fritter the lead away. Even Marvin knocked in a run for San Diego, a rare event. Matching Belisle's zeros was young Boxberger for San Diego, a preppy-looking little man who could fastball at 94, slider at 83, and use his circle changeup at 78 miles an hour that had Colorado in fits, as if they were flailing at knuckleballs. But finally, San Diego needed to take him out because he had pitched 4 innings in 2 nights. And up came the Rockies' version of Brooks Robinson, who had amazed us with a half-dozen incredible fielding plays in the hole, on swinging bunts with his bare hand down the line, nailing runners on quick, strong Tulowitzki-like throws. Arenado did it with the bat, sending us home with a huge left-field homer to win the game, leading off the bottom of the 9th off left-hander Thatcher. What a ride this game was. Collapse, but not quite. Other noteworthy events, Tulo and Arenado are reminding me of Brooks Robinson and Mark Belanger of Baltimore's glory years. The left side of the infield is like a brick wall, letting nothing through. Ed Cargo playing in the outfield, don't bother hitting the ball to the left side of the field. You will be out. Turrialba gunned out Everett Cabrera, San Diego's talented shortstop, in the 1st. Yorvieth's playing even more than Rosario lately and modeling how it's done for the struggling youngster, both at bat and behind the plate. His average went up to 290 as the series ended. He seems to guide the ball to empty spaces on the diamond, working well with the pitchers, gunning down base stealers. It's nice to have him back, a veteran of the Rockies' World Series visit in 2007. Why does Colorado blow leads? Starting pitching, eventually breaking down in 5th or 6th. Middle relievers, erratic or worse. The offense stops working the count. No walks after the 2nd inning. And they stop hitting in the clutch as well. Base running mistakes occur. Fowler was an easy out at home on EY's half bunt with none out in the 1st. And at times, questionable coaching and managerial decisions. We can't afford giving up cheap runs or failing to score our base runners.